The fire no fi burn, the fire a fi burn fi some people learn. But certain kind of burning make high concern. Say what who no years old and listen and learn. Who no got some hypocritical Rastamaka? Who get up every day about them a burn fire? Them burn Vatican and them burn down Rome. Still a burn the scissors and they still a burn the comb. Them burn the curry goat and the chicken pan the bone. But if you ever see where some burn when them go home, you hold your belly butter my your moan and groan.
Did you do your homework?
I want to do
my homework.
Whoa, 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 what?
I want chicken for days.
Oh, it's chicken for days. It's chicken for days. Everybody's having fun at chicken for days.
I got a drumstick.
I got an arm.
I got a bucket full of mystery stuff.
Chicken for days, totally crazy. Don't ask questions, just keep eating.
Over at Chicken for Days, they pump their chickens full of hormones and keep them cooped up in tiny cages. Now, as a chicken, this concerns me. Here at Gentle Farms, we treat our livestock differently. Lush fields, plenty of dignity, and foosball. The chickens here have wonderful lives before we harvest them so you can eat them.
But wait, Pa, aren't we chickens? I don't want to get eaten.
Boy, these animals aren't like us. They're specifically bred to be eaten and genetically modified for maximum flavor. When our chicks are first hatched, we lovingly inject them with natural, delicious hormones, which makes them meat, thereby erasing any moral gray area. Now, you can feel good about eating our meat. It's simple. No one knows chicken like chickens. Gentle Farms.
Why do they put the skip ad button so late? I'm not going to skip the ad now. I'm invested.
BoJack, you're driving a car right now.
Oh, right.
Whoa!
still going.
Yes, it's hour two of the Night Train's inaugural. It's not inaugural. One-off chicken special. Can't do this next year.
Oh, you've laid the foundations now.
I know. We can get away with it.
Next year, there'll be the big build-up. Everyone will be going, oh, you're doing the chicken special. Chicken special.
I think...
it's coming up. Yes. July.
I mean, it is a repeat thing in my Google Calendar. But I didn't notice it was a typo. It said Friends Chicken. Instead of fried chicken. It's Friends Chicken Day. And I was like, what?
That is confusing.
Isn't it? So, yes, this is the Night Train. We don't always play chicken songs. If you tune in for the first time.
Imagine that, if you just tune in for the first time and just thought, this is what we do every week. Just a different food or something. Different animal.
I can't do it. I was thinking, I remember the other day when for the whole of British Summertime, we played a Summertime cut every week.
Yes.
That's kind of more of the level I want to get back to.
Just something casual that you can slip into each show.
Yes. Not 2 hours of chicken-based, poultry-based hits. Okay, so we kind of went to the Caribbean for that last little mini set. Kicked off with the fabulous McClevertys with Chicken Gumbo. I'm going to send them out to the Tired Walkers, Dan, Matt, Joe and Luke. Just completed the Derwent Watershed, 41 miles.
Oh, man.
80,000 steps is what their Strava tells them. And that's what they do for fun. I like a long walk, but...
that's pushing it.
Isn't it? Fingers crossed they're all doing okay. Then after that was...
The Young Tiger with the Gulfstream Band on Melodisc. Shellac 10-inch. That was chicken and rice. More easily available by Honest John's label. They've put it out on London Is a Place for Me. Volume 4, African Dreams and the Piccadilly High Life compilation. And lots more Calypso.
Yes, and finishing up that Calypso triple, no one was more surprised than us to find out there were three Calypso-based Calypso songs that had chicken references, but what do you do? It was the Calypso King of 1954, well, Lord Melody with Missing Frozen Chicken.
Yeah, I was thinking there must be a lot of jerk chicken in the Jamaican songs, but...
I didn't even look for that. No. Maybe I should have. So after that, we kind of went Caribbean via Scotland. As Mungo's Hi-Fi with Rooster featuring Aya Faith from the Sound System Champions 2008 album. Now, they were in town a couple of weeks ago, right?
Yes. Fortunately, I missed it. That was one where I was out at Jazzy Jeff in Manchester.
Yes.
Which was fun.
And then after that, we had... I might get this pronunciation wrong. Is it Dr. Alimentado?
Yeah.
Okay, but the best dressed chicken in town. An album with the same name from 1978. Apparently the first album released on Greensleeves.
Didn't know that.
I was reading about it today. It said it's entirely self-produced, and then I was kind of listening to it again. It's like, has he just taken the dubs?
And yeah, it's just rhythms, isn't it?
Yeah, just rhythms. Taken the dubs and just kind of done his...
Just gone over the top.
Just DJ. I was like, is that... I mean, it's more production than I've done. For some reason, that one always makes me think of Franz Ferdinand, because I heard a radio interview. They used to listen to that album driving around whichever part of Scotland.
That's funny. Yes. Unexpected.
Yes, so I think of that them constantly.
Then we played the little interlude from BoJack Horseman and finished up with Organized Confusion, Who Stole My Last Piece of Chicken. The remix could have had both versions. Could have gone wild. That one from 91, their debut, self-titled. Next up...
The Marylanders with Fried Chicken.
Hooray!
Until the day I die.
Gonna eat fried chicken till the day I die.
Well, now there's a guy who lives next door. He's been mad 3 times before. Just to be sure he'll stay that way.
Eat fried chicken at least once a day. Fried chicken.
7 days a week.
Fried chicken.
Speak.
Fried chicken.
fried chicken till the day I die.
Gonna eat fried chicken till the day I die.
Chicken till the day I die.
Gonna eat fried chicken till the day I die.
Well, a wealthy man is kind and true. He'll always share his love with you. To be sure he'll stay that way.
Feed fried chicken at least once a day. Fried chicken.
Brown was taking the air, locked up the barnyard with the greatest of care. Down in the hen house, something stirred when he shouted, "Who's there?" This is what he heard: "There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So calm yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. We chickens trying to sleep. and you butt in and hobble, 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 hobble with your chin. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. You're stomping around and shaking the ground. You're kicking up an awful dust. We chickens trying to sleep, and you butt in and hobble, 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 hobble. It's a sin. Tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do. We got eggs to lay. We got ground to dig and worms to scratch. It takes a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch. Oh, there ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. Kindly point that gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble off and hit the hay. A busy day. We got things to do. We got eggs to lay. We got ground to dig and worms to scratch. It takes a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. And kindly point that gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble off and hit the hay. Hey, hey, boss man, what do you say? It's easy pickings. Ain't nobody here but us chickens.
We'll be right back.
Back.
Yes, stepping into the last half hour of the night train here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. All chickens all night long. I know we've still got half an hour to go and I probably shouldn't jinx it, but doesn't feel as if I'm going as crazy as I did in the Roy show.
Yeah, I'll go along with that.
Still time, of course. Let us know if you're going crazy listening to this. I would imagine if you'd go crazy, you'd have just switched us off.
Yes.
So shout out to the completists that will be...
The hardcore, soldering on.
Yes.
Bleakly soldering through. Like your mates on the 40-mile walk.
Yes. I can't imagine that they'll be unwinding listening to this. But you never know. Okay, what do we have? Started off with the Marylanders with Fried Chicken. After all, it is National Fried Chicken Day. For at least another hour and a half. Probably a bit late, though, to be eating fried chicken if you haven't already.
Yeah, but if you're on the way home from the pub, probably acceptable.
Yes. After that was, I think, one of your picks.
Yeah, Lulu Reed, or also known as Lulu Reed. It was a miscreditation. I think she got credit under both by looking at the Scopes accounts. That was Ain't No Cotton Picking Chicken, Gonna Break This Chicken Heart of Mine. Double points.
Yeah.
Two chicken references in the same title. Ridiculous. That's a great twin spin on Federal from 1961, and comes back with What Makes You So Cold. She recorded a bunch for King and Federal throughout the 50s and 60s, often with Freddie King as well. After that, Oldest One of the Night, Louis Jordan and Timpani Five, 1946.
Oldest One of the Night so far.
So far, ooh.
What was it, 1946.
Ain't no... Body here, but as chickens, Jump Blues recorded. Yeah, that one charted on the Billboard 100 for a long time. Apparently, just reading the thing about it. But apparently, the reference comes from a 1908 story about a chicken thief trying to evade detection. That's where the "Ain't Nobody Here But Us Chickens" saying comes from.
Oh, amazing. Gonna send that out to my dad, he's a big fan of that. After, just Louis Jordan in general.
Just in general.
I know he always used to play the Five Guys Named Mo soundtrack in the house all the time.
Oh, yeah.
After that was... one of mine. Coco Taylor with What Came First, The Egg or the Hen. I'm not sure what year that's from, but every time I hear a Coco Taylor song, I'm like, man, these are so good.
Yep.
I need to get more.
Yeah, I've got a Coco Taylor album. It's all good. It's got a little mixed up on their version of that.
Has it?
Yeah.
Excellent.
After that, Link Wray with Run Chicken Run, a 1963 single on the Swan label. There's several apocryphal tales on the YouTube comments about this infamous biker bar or something that they used to play at in the mid-60s. Oh, where is it? I lost it now. Oh, yeah. So they were a house band at some biker bar in southeast DC. And apparently one of the regulars would go nuts every time they played this. Like, properly nuts. I think that they were unhinged and probably extremely drunk. And every night the owner would beg them not to play Run Chicken Run. And Ling Ray would just smile, but not really say anything. And then eventually just bust it out. And apparently the liquored up patron went nuts. And one time threw the crash register through a window. But yeah, if you read the comments now, there's a variety of different versions of that story that seems to be based on something. Also uses a riff. Well, I said uses. Nirvana uses a riff from that. Breed, is it?
Sure, why not? then final one after that was Earl Van Dyke with Chicken Little 69, a little Motown instrumental. He was one of the keyboardists in the Funk Brothers.
Oh, it's one of my favourites now.
Right, we just can't talk over it.
Eat that chicken. Eat that chicken. Oh, Lord, I want to left hand on that boy. I want to eat that chicken, eat that chicken pie. Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord.
4 8-bar phrases. First 8-bar phrase.
I've been writing all my life under various code names. In a bomb shelter away from the cold rain. Under the radar, invisible domain. Or under the quasar, literally no fame. Inside the spiral pad, working the kinks out. Writing the travelers into the plight they leave out. This is the lost kingdom, the right to speak out. It's fascism, terror plots, people unloyal. It's really foreign oil if you side of my soil and break the homeland till the world uncoils. It's hell in the vein that'll make your blood boil. Threshold America, smash grab hysteria. They looted the land and broke the soul barrier. It's all walks of life on these burial grounds. I tried not to let it change how my stereo sounds. I heard voices in my head, I had to turn that down. Cause half of what I said is brain dead by now. You don't listen.
Listen, listen, listen. Hear us now, hear us now. We ask you.
Thank you.
Almost done.
Are you sad to see it go?
Yes and no. I was not in the mood to make a chicken themed show this morning when I woke up. I'll tell you that for nothing. But I think we've said before, sometimes the shows just kind of fall into place, like divine intervention. Maybe that's
stretching
it. I feel
like it's years and years of our skilled practice.
Refining it through different pointless themes.
Yeah, just making it harder and harder each time.
I think what I will do, there's been quite a few listener requests for that we've included in here and in kind of the mega playlist that we were sorting out to go through. So apologies if I've not credited the people. But yeah, it's actual listeners have helped put this together. So you can't blame it entirely on us.
Shout out to everyone.
Yeah. Okay, so... what do we have? Where do we start?
We started with Charles Mingus.
Yes.
Eat That Chicken, one of my favourites. From 1962 album on Atlantic. This one features Mingus on piano, not his usual bass. He does sing as well on several tracks on that album, but this song was intended as a tribute to one of his musical heroes, Fats Waller.
Ah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's especially good if you're listening on headphones.
Yeah, it just sounds like you're in the middle of a room and you're just surrounded by people yelling.
Yeah.
And jamming. It's great.
Most enjoyable. After that, we came a bit more up to date. It was Teebs with a track called Shells. I think that's on Brain Feeder. Followed that by something else from, I guess, sort of the West Coast, at least. It's on Stone Throw, right? The Quakers album?
Yes.
Chicken Livers. I've not made a note of which MC it is on there.
It's from the first album, isn't it, I think?
Yes. I did Google it.
There's a lot of tracks and a lot of MCs.
A lot of tracks, a lot of MCs. And the hallucinating AI machine said, oh, it's from this album. And also the video shows you how to make chicken livers. It does not. The video is just a YouTube video that shows the album cover, obviously. Yes. So, you know, shout out to the big hallucinating AI machine. Then we went to a short one from Yola Tengo, Return to Hot Chicken. I can't remember what album that's from. Let's have a look.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. It's from their 1997 album, I Can Hear the Heart Beating as One. Oh, beautiful name for an album. Their 8th studio album on Matador. And then one that I think I put in the wrong place, if I'm honest.
Yeah, one of the funkiest tunes ever recorded.
Yeah.
It's Leroy and the Drivers with the Sad Chicken, which is weird because it's got that kind of funeral march intro thing.
Well, I think that's the problem. I remember that's how it starts. And obviously I've listened to it a few times, but then
the horns come in.
Yes.
The drum beat.
Scorcher. Apologies. I might fix it in post. Yeah. I might stick it in one of the other sets.
A pretty obscure 1970 B-side to a cover of Rainy Night in Georgia, which has since been reissued several times. And I don't know who the person who discovered that one. But it's definitely like I can't remember which one. One of the Keb Darge, you know, the deep funk comps of the sort of mid to late 90s. Maybe it was Keb, who knows? You might have turned that one up.
Who knows with Keb? wild tales from that fella.
And then on to the actual oldest song of the night.
Yes, from 1936, Memphis Mini with If You See My Rooster. This one in the background is Jimmy Smith, sounding like Jimmy Smith back at the Chicken Shack. There's a little bit more to play after this, and there is one more that we're going to bore you with. Technically, it's one I really liked it, and I didn't need to put it in because it will see us past 11, but it was too good to leave out.
It's Witch, so is We Intend to Cause Harm, the Zamrock band from the early 70s, but they are back playing now, aren't they?
They played at Glastonbury, and there's an interview on the radio. They're talking about all their influences, and Cliff Richard got a mention.
Well, that is wildly unexpected.
Yep, so yeah.
I guess
early Cliff.
Yeah, a bit of rock and roll that you got on the radio, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah, so that one's from 1973. What do you want to do? Should we let us play?
Yeah. Back to business as usual next week, hopefully.
Not chicken roll over week.
No.
Not part two.
No, I can't do it. I can't promise there won't be any chicken-based songs. But as always, if you've got any requests or recommendations, suggestions, get in touch, let us know. It keeps us from doing chicken shows. That's about it, I guess.
Let's say goodnight. Thanks for listening. Well done if you made it this far.
Yes.
You're a hero.